Good morning and greetings to you all from Christchurch, India. And I am so thankful to God to be here with all of you and seeing all of you, especially Mr. Steve Doty. He came to India, and I thank you for the new creation studies and the materials that we got from all of you. And we studied it, and that really changed our life. So I really thank you for your prayers and for everything that you did. Thank you for the good words that you spoke about me. And first of all, I want to tell you something in the introduction, that is, I am not used to preach in English. Okay? In India, we preach in our own mother tongue. So English is not my language. Okay? So it's my second language. So when I preach in English, I may not be able to explain everything in a detail in the proper language. So please, I request you to please understand what I mean. Okay. First of all, really, I want to thank God for bringing me here. And Benjit, my older son, he got married to Keegan. And in their wedding, Sister Jamie Kida, and she came there, and Angela came there. And we know some of you, and we have heard many stories about the congregation in Michigan, and we are so much inspired and encouraged by all of you, and thank you for your love and prayers. And because of your prayers and your support, we are here now. So I thank God for everything. So, and Brother Steve Doty, when he came to India, he is a wonderful preacher. he came there and preached, and he really inspired our mind and changed our mind and changed our lifestyle and our character, everything. So so I'm a little bit afraid to stand before him and preach, because because I am nobody in front of him, I know. And thank you for everything, and thank you for your visit to India. So today I want to talk about a topic which is, has war ended? Has war ended? The scripture I have taken from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. The 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. When Brother Steve Doty came to India, what I found in him, he memorized a lot of scriptures. He knows plenty of chapters and the epistles, and I am not good in that, so I have to read from the Bible. So I will read that scripture text, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful hour, this beautiful time. And Lord, this is your scripture, and we know we are humbling ourselves, sitting in front of you, and speak to us, and help us to strengthen our faith, and help us to build up our spiritual life, and speak through this scripture. I commit myself into the hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We all face different trials and temptations in our life. Especially, I am coming from a country where we are facing lots of issues these days against Christianity, against Christ, against the church, because the Hindu government is ruling in India now. And they are passing anti-conversion bills in the parliament where they rule. So if we share the gospel with the Hindu, and if they become Christians, they can take case against us, and they can come with a wrong allegation that we converted them with force, and they can put us in jail for 10 years. That's a new bill they are passing. So actually, when you search the news from India in Google, you can find a lot of things like that. So we are facing a lot of troubles in preaching and proclaiming the gospel in India. But you know, the one thing, the Constitution of India gave us the freedom to preach what we believe, to teach what we believe, to proclaim what we believe. But the government, Hinduism, is a majority now. So they want the Christians, those who became Christians from Hinduism, they want to bring them back to Hinduism. That is the drama and the hard time is going on in India. So I want you to please pray for India, for the evangelism and for the congregation ministries. So we all are facing different trials and temptations and challenges in our life. You know, Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you have tribulations. And again, when we come to epistle of James chapter 1 verse 2 says that you encounter various trials. And again, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says that you have been distressed by various trials. So we all are facing a lot of things. In my Christian life, when I came to study about the new creation booklets and everything, I was a member of Church of Christ. And he mentioned the leader's name, Rajanai. I was there for 20 years. And during that time, I came to read and study and hear from Jay Wilson and Steve Doty and Jeff Hostetter, and they preached from the new creations. So that changed my life. So when I came to this life, I had to face a lot of trials in my life. Because when I was in Church of Christ, I was a preacher there. We used to have parsonage to stay. I have no house. I was staying in their parsonage. So when I was studying about the worship and about the new creations, and I spoke to them about the worship, what is the true worship, and they were not able to accept that fact, and about the immersion and so many things from the new creation, and they were not willing to accept that, especially about the immersion. I was immersed when I was 14 years of age, and actually I did not know what is baptism. I did not know what was immersion. I did not know what is the new creation life. I did not know what is really the repentance is. Because I had to go to Bible college to study, so they immersed me. But after I became a preacher, I preached for a long time. Then later on, I came to study about the new creation studies. Then it convinced me my immersion was not biblical. So I had to get immersed. So when I was immersed, the Church of Christ leadership were against me. So they told me, the second immersion, what you did is against the Bible. Ephesians chapter 4 says that there is only one baptism. There is one faith. There is one Father. What you did is against the word of God. So you have to confess publicly that your immersion was wrong. So then I said, no, I cannot do that. Because I obeyed the word of God. Even if I lose anything in this world, I don't care. I want to go to heaven. I want to please Christ. And this is His word. If I did anything against the word of God, let Him judge me, not you. So I had to step out. I had no house to stay. I have my mother. She was, during that time, 80 years of age. And Jamie Kida, she knows her. And I have two sons, Benjit and Ranjit, my wife. We had no house. I had no money to rent a building. But by faith, we just walked out. And I thank God, God is faithful. Amen. That's the truth. God is faithful. Even though we have no money, even though we have nothing to eat, still God is faithful. He will provide something for us because His promise is always there. So I told my sons that we are going to preach this, what we have studied from all these things, we are going to preach and we are going to teach. We may be hungry, we have no food to eat, don't worry, but we will continue this Christian life. Nothing can stop us. Until the last breath, we will do this. So we had so many trials and hardship and difficulties, but thank God we came through. We came through because God is faithful. So the same way, we all have different problems and issues everyday life we are facing. We have family issues. Many times husband and wife have disagreement in so many things. And each person have their own character and their lifestyle, and we have differences in all those things. We have family issues, and we have issues with our children, and we have issues, financial issues we have, and we have temptation, and we face various and so many trials in our life. So I was finding out, how can I have the victory in my life? How can and where can I find Christian victory? How can I move forward? I am facing day by day. We have different problems and issues. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I am disappointed. I don't know where to go. I don't know whom to ask. So I was so much in problems and troubles, and I was going through the Bible and studying and reading. I want to be a strong man in Christ. So while I was going through the scriptures, I found this verse, 1 John verse, chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Because I came to know that my victory is coming through Jesus Christ only. Because I will explain that. Because when I was studying the book of Revelation and book of all the epistles, I came to know that in the early church, Christians had a lot of tribulations and persecutions and hardship. They had to go through that. And they have to stand in faith. Just like before, we had an exhortation here from Hebrews chapter 11, I think, by faith. So many times, Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith. By faith, that's a faith chapter, we know that. So only by faith we can overcome the world, that faith that Jesus is the Son of God. Then I sat down and I studied, how can I have the victory through believing in Jesus Christ? So then I came to know that the battle I am going through, the war I am going through, the problems I am facing, Jesus has already finished the battle. All right? He has done the battle, and now he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in him, I can have the victory. Because when I came through all the many scriptures, that Jesus' battle began from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. There's the enmity between the seed of serpent and the seed of woman. The battle began. When he was born on this earth, the battle began, and Satan wanted to kill Jesus. And Joseph and Mary, they ran to Egypt and they saved him. The battle began there. We know that. After that, Jesus became and he was immersed. And after that, Satan tempted him. Showed the stone and asked, change the stone into bread and it will help your hunger. Jesus didn't do that. And again he came to Jesus and he tested him. He jumped from the top and the angels of God will guard you. He didn't test God. Again he said, you come and worship me, I will give you all these things. The trials and temptations, Jesus did not obey. There was the battle between Jesus and Satan, and he was doing that battle for me. That's what I believe. He did that battle for me, and he was victorious, and Jesus was victorious, and he won the battle. And again, when Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, he said, I came to not remove the law, but I came to fulfill the law. Why Jesus fulfilled the law? I was not able to fulfill the law. The Jewish people were not able to fulfill the law. And Jesus fulfilled the law. It was not for himself, but it was for me. He did all these things not for him. He did for me. He prayed. He prayed a little time for himself, but he prayed so many times for me and for you. We are here not because of our prayer, because the prayer of Jesus. Because he prayed. He carried the cross not for himself. He carried the cross for you and me. He cried out on the cross. He cried out not for himself, but he cried for you and me. He did everything. He prayed on the cross. He prayed for all of us. Whatever he did, it was his battle. His was his battle for you and me. He did the battle. He fought for us. Whatever he did, it was for you and me. And in the end, he said, it is finished. Whatever he had to do for us, it was finished. And he was buried. See, he died not for him. He died for me and for you, for the world. And he was buried, not for him, to resurrect from the dead, to give us a new life. He was resurrected for us, and he was ascended to heaven. And he is interceding for you and me. All he is doing, it is for us. It is not what we do. It is all about what he did. It is not what we say. It is all about what he said. It is not all about how we pray. It is all about how he prayed for us. It is not about us, but it is all about Jesus. Our life, I came to know that my life is all about Jesus, because he did the fight for me. And now he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. So, when I came to the scriptures, when I will read some scripture, you can just listen that. I will read from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says that, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace, because he is on the throne of grace now. He knows us. He knows our weakness. He knows our troubles. He knows how weak we are. He knows how strong we are. And we can boldly, with the courage, we can go to the throne of grace. Because he did the battle. And he is the King of his Lord of Lords. In John 16:33, he says, in this world you will have troubles, but take heed, I have overcome the world. I am in the world, but he overcome the world. Because he overcome the world, I can overcome the world. Because he already did that. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says that, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith. Because we have trials and we have problems. We get tired and we are weak many times. We don't know where to go. But just look at Jesus. When I was in my temptations, I removed my eyes from the temptation. Then I look at Jesus. And Jesus, he is glorious now. When I see his glory, I can overcome the worldly temptations. It is looking at Jesus. I can really have victory in my life. Romans chapter 8, 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that who loved us. Again, when I came to book of Revelation, when I was teaching that book, Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 6, verse 2 says that, I found Jesus as the conqueror there. Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. And I saw a white horse, and he sat on him, and a bow and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I was thinking, who is this person riding the white horse? I searched and studied, I searched, I prayed, I wanted to know who is he. And there were a lot of interpretation. But in the end, I came to understand that the white indicates the purity and holiness of God. Horse indicates the animal of war. Again, he was given a bow. Bow interprets the covenant of God. Jesus is holy, and he is the King of Kings, and he is fighting for his church, and he has a bow. That is the covenant. That is the New Testament. And Jesus, he is on the horse, and he is going in front of us, that conquering and to conquer. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20 says that. Jesus said, all the authority is given unto me. So you go. I am with you. I am with you. Go preach and teach the gospel and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am with you until the end of the earth, because all the authority is given unto me. Now, Satan is not the ruler, but Jesus is the ruler. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is leading us in front. And Jesus said, you look at me. I am in front of you. I am the captain. I got the victory. I am in front of you. In all your struggles and problems, I can lead you. I can guide you. I am with you. So this thing came to my mind and it made me strong. Even if I am hungry, I am strong. Even if people are opposing me, I am strong. Even I have any problems, I don't care. I have positive mind. The people in my place used to ask me, how can you laugh like this? I laugh very loudly. Even when I have problems, I laugh. Even when I have issues, I laugh. Even in the business, when I go to the business, people say and they ask me, hey, Sabu, how can you laugh like this? I said, I can laugh because of Jesus. He done the victory for me. And he is there for me. And he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. So I can rejoice in him. I can rejoice in him. So all the time I look at the King in the glory. And that glory can guide me. Whatever the darkness come on my way, it can change my life when I look at the Jesus Christ. So I told Benjit and I told Ranjit, don't worry, we are not focused on the money. We are not focused on the worldly things. We are not focusing that. We are focusing in Jesus and what he did for us. We love Jesus. You know, the most important place that we can gather together is the church. I love the church. I love to go there. I love to be with the saints of God, because singing and praising God, sharing the word of God, encouraging, and it built our faith, and we become more stronger and stronger, and there we found the real happiness and joy. So I tell the people, so the number one spiritual university in this world is the church and the congregation. The church is the place where we can love the people and serve the people. So then I found that our King is in glory. He can lead us and can guide us. Whatever problems you are facing, don't worry. Just take away our eyes from the problems and just look at Jesus. Peter, while he was singing in the water, he was crying. He was screaming. Why? Because he was seeing the waves coming to him. I came to learn one thing, that when I saw the King of Glory, I understood that I shall not look at the waves. I should look at the Lord who is walking on the waves. He can walk on the waves and he can control it, and he is the one who is leading me. So when I came to study about the 1 John chapter 5 verse 5, it says that he who is that overcome the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God and he is the King of Glory. So that's why I sing a song, then I'll pray. That song, I think you know that song, and this song really leads me a lot. God sent his Son, they call him Jesus. God sent his Son, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you once again for the wonderful time. Thank you for the blessed fellowship that you have. Thank you for the word that you shared with us. Thank you for the beautiful time. Thank you. All the glory and honor we give to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. God bless you.